If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about spooky stories. Alan is on the line. Alan, you got a scare on the bus, is that right?
Yeah, Dave, I got absolutely spooked out of my mind on a bus.
Alan, what happened? Alan, I think I recognise your voice. I think you've been on a couple of times before.
No,
okay. My mistake. What happened to you on the bus?
Oh, wait, I did. I was on the app before many times.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. So what happened to you on the bus? What was the scary story?
I was travelling down the Cork on the Go bus and I was putting in my luggage and then I fell asleep in the luggage compartment underneath and then they drove to Cork. Only it wasn't Cork, it was Galway. Went to the wrong place.
So wait, you got on the Galway Go bus instead of the Cork one?
Yeah, and I wake up and I was in the luggage department and compartment and then there was a little girl in there with me.
Okay, so you...
She was all pale and greasy.
How did you get into the luggage department?
I climbed in, Dave. Use your brains.
Yeah. No.
How would you get out of bed in the morning? Use your legs.
Yeah, but I mean, did the bus driver not say, hey, get out of there?
He didn't know I was there, Dave.
Okay, right. Were you putting in some luggage?
I wasn't. I was taking some out.
But you're just on your way.
I know, he's going to go and see if I got fit inside as a joke and fell asleep.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Now, you said there was a little girl in there.
Yeah!
That's unusual.
She was tiny and greasy and all white.
All white?
And she wore clothes like they used to wear back in the olden of days.
Okay, now, did she say anything?
She pointed her greasy finger at me and she says, ah, come play with me. I was like, you can't play in here, it's too small. And plus, I'm way older than you. What would people think? I'm 48. I can't be playing with little girls, even if they are greasy and from olden days.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think you're right there, Alan, because you can't be too careful in this day and age. People can take things up the wrong way, you know?
They sure can. I took a crucifix up the wrong way once. Because it was so itchy.
So what happened then when you refused to play with the little girl? Was she upset?
She got real upset and her eyes went all green. And glowing in the dark, and then I got scared, and I said, all right, what do you want to play then?
Okay.
And then she was like, she didn't have an answer. She says, normally people don't be asking her what she wants to play. Usually they run away screaming.
But you couldn't run away because you were trapped in the...
I was stuck in a bus, Steve!
Yeah. And what happened then?
Then she just put a curse on me, Dave.
She put a curse on
you? Yeah.
What did she say, or what did she do?
She said... You instead of going to Cork, you're going to Galway. You got in the wrong bus.
So wait a minute. Do you think you actually had gotten on the Cork bus?
Yes, Dave.
You hadn't made a mistake, and then she somehow...
I don't make mistakes, Dave. She put a curse on me.
Yeah, so she cursed you, and then that somehow, I guess, transported you to the wrong Go bus.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I want to bring on the bus driver of the Go bus. Ted.
Yes, indeed.
Ted, you heard something unusual when you were driving.
I've heard many things down the days.
Yeah.
I have indeed. But this particular night, I heard a terrifying sound coming from below the bus.
And you just ignored it till you got to Galway, did you?
Oh, yep. That's what's in the manual.
You should never stop and investigate.
Don't stop for nothing. No, okay. You've got to get yourself to Galway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you opened up the luggage compartment under the bus, what did you see?
I saw a terrifying sight, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Was it a little girl with green eyes and greasy hair?
I mean, yeah, she was part of it, but more than that, Dave, there was a 48-year-old man playing games with a little girl. I was horrified by what I saw.
Yeah. Well, that could be innocent, though, couldn't it?
Games?
Playing games?
With a little girl?
Well, it could have been his niece.
I mean, even if he hasn't got malice intent, Dave. He still should have that cop on to be realising that this isn't a situation he should be getting involved in.
Well, I grant you he shouldn't have been under the bus.
Why did you put a cough in there, Dave?
Just clear my throat.
Okay, you weren't insinuating. I wasn't insinuating. Yeah, it wasn't like, under the bus.
No.
You may have seemed like it was a metaphor rather than literal, Dave, that cough.
That was not my intention.
Because he was under the bus.
If you know what I mean. Between the lines.
Yeah. What do you mean?
In the luggage compartment.
Yeah, no, that's not a metaphor, then. That's just a fact.
He was in the luggage compartment, if you know what I mean.
Okay, did you reprimand him?
Oh, absolutely, I reprimanded him. I said, right, you, you're not going to Galway.
But you're already in Galway?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I drove him to Cork.
Oh, well, that
worked out well for you in the end.
I
was like, no way. You're not getting out. Stay in there. You're not getting out in Galway. I'll drive you somewhere else instead.
Maybe she had lifted the curse at that stage because you played with her.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah,
she actually, now I think of it, she did say, because you're playing me, I'm going to send you to where you want to go instead.
Okay. Well, that all worked out.
I mean, she said that after I said you're going to Cork.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was kind of a goal hatching kind of thing.
Yeah. What, sorry?
Goal hatching.
What's that?
It's when you stand by the goal and somebody's already kicking the ball in and you're like, oh, I knocked it in.
Yeah.
Is that still a phrase that people will say?
I don't know, but I'm not big on, is it a soccer term generally?
I guess you could do it in hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, listen.
GAA football?
Yeah, probably.
Alan, it seems like, unlike your other calls that you've been on to spend in the past, this was actually a good experience for you in the end, you know?
Ah, no, it was pretty traumatic, Dave. In fairness, I was locked in a luggage compartment with a spooky girl for 3 hours.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that will give you a little bit of trauma. What became of her, Alan, do you know, when you got to Cork?
She got out in Galway. She was going to Team Acton's. So she's like... Now I think of it, she's greasy hair and all. I was like, oh, she's just some crusty Galway freak.
Okay, yeah.
Olden day clothes.
Yeah.
Long green eyes, she's all mushies.
Yeah. It all makes sense now. Okay, Alan, thank you so much for calling in again. Great to hear from you.
Bye,
Alan. I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who have been sponsoring this podcast for the last 12 episodes. It is a light, fresh, locally made lager, and it has been crafted to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. And it's also why they've teamed up with three regulars of Phoning It In, Tony Cantwell, Shane Dan Byrne, and Killian Sunderman, aka the Brewery Bros, to bring you a series of comedy sketches which you can check out now on Instagram at re.raw.beer. And when you get a chance, grab yourself a taste of refreshing ReRaw Lager. Thanks, ReRaw. Jolene is on the line. Jolene, you had a run-in with a banshee outside your local Centra.
Yes, I did, Dave. Still reeling from what happened to me. Ran out of tea bags, so obviously the day wasn't off to a great start anyway. And went in, got what I needed, and I was affronted by this absolute hellhound of a woman.
Right.
Blocking the automatic doors as I was trying to
leave. Okay, so she was right up at the doors.
Yeah.
So you got a good look at her then, because in my local centre, it's very bright in there.
Yeah, fluorescent light.
Very, very bright. It's a bit too bright, actually.
A bit too bright,
yeah. It hits your eyes.
And she came right up into my face, and she had long, scraggly hair, all like matted, and the smell of her, Dave. Like,
what did she smell like?
Like wet, damp earth.
There's a lot of women like that hanging around my local centre now, and they're not banshees, you know.
What are they?
They're just, local young ones.
Oh, there's nothing local about
No, she wasn't local.
No,
would have recognised her.
Otherworldly,
yeah. Did she have a comb or anything?
She had a few little items in a Centra bag, actually.
Okay. Had she just been in the shop?
Not that I had seen.
So you think she just had a Centra bag from another
from
time?
From earlier or something, yeah. She did have a little hairbrush, like one of those little travel brushes, in the bag.
Okay.
And she had a pipe and Lion King on VHS.
VHS?
Yeah.
That is unusual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had no eyelids, which was...
Oh, well, you'd notice that.
Yeah. Can't stop thinking about it, actually.
So she didn't blink.
She didn't blink at all.
And I could imagine you could see more of the eyeball if there's no lids.
The human eyeball is actually huge, Dave.
Right, yeah.
Massive, like bigger than golf balls, I'd say.
Right, I didn't know that. That's mad. So these are bulging eyes we're kind of staring into.
Bulging eyes. And right. The sounds coming out of her, I'll never forget it.
What were the sounds like?
Shrill. Shrieking, some gurgling then as well.
Right.
Yeah, it was really, it was a traumatic experience.
Yeah,
and I just wanted the tea bags, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when people see the banshee sometimes, then they would have a loved one or a relative or a neighbour or something might pass away. Did that happen to you?
Well, now, this was only last night. So I'm on edge now. And I haven't been able to leave the house. I haven't been eating, I haven't been sleeping. Didn't even make a cup of tea in the end, Dave.
Really? After getting the tea bags?
And after all that, I couldn't even make the cup of tea. And
did she say anything to you?
She was trying to communicate something to me. I was standing on her foot. That might have been it. She didn't seem very happy.
Right.
And then told me to watch my back. As I left.
Right. Well, I mean, that makes sense with a banshee because obviously death is kind of what they bring. I want to bring in the owner of the centre, Paul. Paul, did you witness these events?
Yeah, I witnessed this. Yeah, I saw all this going on.
Yeah.
You know?
And had you seen this banshee appear before?
Yeah, she's a regular here.
Oh, she is a regular.
Yeah. She comes in often now. You know, she just buy stuff for her pipe.
Now, you kind of coughed there before you said buy something for a pipe. Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, what?
She's, you know, buying stuff for a pipe.
Right. Is that meaning, I'm guessing that you mean she's...
I sell illegal drugs on the counter, Dave.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. You're very honest admitting that on the air.
Well, you fucking beat it out of me,
didn't
you?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, I was trying to just intimate it and you were just like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell me all what's going on.
That's
so
it.
You got me once again.
So she's coming in to buy drugs from you for her pipe.
I mean, who even cares? I'm going to have to shut down the fucking shop now at this stage. You know?
Well, we don't even know which centre it is. So at the moment, you're...
Okay, yeah.
So long as you don't say...
No, I won't say.
You don't say,
where it is
or anything that would give away the geographical location.
No.
Right. So is this woman, as far as you're concerned, is she a supernatural entity or is she just...
It's hard to tell, you know. It's hard to tell. She'll come out of the Phoenix Park right beside where the centre is and she'll just be like, she'll just appear. And I'll be like, oh my God, what's going on? Here she comes again with, you know, the big eyes, you know, the eyeballs sticking out of her.
Yeah, and what drugs are you selling her?
Huh?
What drugs are you selling her?
You know, I sell her a certain kind of powder.
Powder, okay, right. It sounds then, Jolene, that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity. Maybe she is just a local druggie. It sounds like she hangs out in Phoenix Park. Oh, I just realised you said you gave away the location there. You said Phoenix
Park. Yeah, I didn't say which end of Phoenix Park.
That's true. Yeah, it's big. It's one of the biggest parks in Europe. So
she'll come out of Phoenix Park or Houston Station, one or the other, and she'll come in and she'll be looking for, you know, drugs.
Yeah. Is it possible, Jolene, that she's just a druggie?
Well, Jave, like,
I mean, you stood on her foot, so she was screaming at you.
Yeah,
The eyelids are strange. Now, sometimes drugs can make it appear like you've got no eyelids because your eyes would be bulging out of your head, you know?
Now, she often, she often will drive off in like a Merc or something. She's got a fancy car as well.
Okay, interesting.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I think she's rich.
Right, okay. And why is she hanging around the Phoenix Park all day?
She's going to go for a walk and then after that she's like, oh, I fancy some drugs on the way back home.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. The VHS is still a bit of a mystery, but maybe we'll never get to the bottom of that.
More mysterious than that, Dave, and this will haunt you to the day you fucking die.
What's that?
VHS of the Lion King. It's not the old one. It's the recent one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah. How did she get that on VHS?
The live action remake?
Yeah, kind of live action. I mean, still, that wasn't real animals, Dave.
No, but it's, I mean, it's not animated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's animated, Dave.
No, but it's not. It's not like a cartoon.
Real animals, Dave.
Well, no, but they're made to look.
I think you should watch it again. Yeah.
They're made to look real, isn't it? Listen, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to me now, right? That is a live action remake, okay? I know what you're saying, right? They weren't live animals.
They're not live but animals. I think that you should take.
But that's considered. No, hang on now. Hang on.
Live.
It's considered that that's a live action remake. It's not an animation.
Well,
it's not a cartoon.
Well, listen. We'll
agree to disagree, okay? We'll agree to disagree. It is weird that she has it in VHS.
Yeah.
Wasn't an official. As far as you're concerned, an official.
It's all printed up.
Printed up, but maybe. No, but maybe somebody printed that up. Maybe.
Yeah, well, somebody definitely printed it up, Dave.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
It wasn't a cartoon printed up. I don't know. Understand the reality.
You're twisting my words now. You're twisting my words. Hang on. You're twisting my words. What I'm saying is, it could have been somebody who bootlegs VHS tapes, okay? And they made up a knockoff copy for it.
Right. So somebody went into the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is more terrifying than anything, Dave.
Why?
Somebody went into the cinema.
Recorded on a VHS recorder.
The recent Lion King.
Live action remake of the Lion King, yeah.
I don't think it's live action, Dave. I mean, it's computer generated images. Took it home. Stuck it on their computer. And then played it out to VHS and then is selling it.
Why couldn't they just
Houston Station?
Why couldn't they just have recorded it onto VHS in the first place on an old VHS recorder?
From what?
What do you mean from what? From the
wait,
cinema
so they're
screen.
Bringing their VHS
recorder,
their VCR into the fucking cinema.
You know, like the ones you used to get with like Marty McFly has in Back to the Future. You know, you just record it straight onto the VHS tape.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Was that VHS?
I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe not actually.
Yeah,
now that I think about it. Maybe it was Beta Ben Hi-8 or VL or something.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, it might have been VHS, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I feel like we've gotten off the point a little bit.
I don't think so.
No.
It's spooky, Dave. That's all
it is.
I'm
it is eerie.
I
don't know.
This is the spookiest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if it is that spooky. I'm sorry, Jolene. To me, it sounds like all of these things, except for the VHS tape, I will grant you, are explainable, you know?
Yeah, I suppose it's just that time of year, Dave, isn't it? Like
we
everything.
All start
the veil
to see
is thin.
Things.
The veil is thin here, and listen, I've had a rough couple of days, and if that banshee woman is tuning into this program, I'd just like to say sorry, I stood in your foot, and if you wanted to come over and split a tea bag with me and watch
that'd
a bit
okay.
of The Lion King, I'd be up for it.
Okay, well, that's nice. Hopefully she'll hear and reach out to you. Maybe she'll meet up with you in Centra. Guys, I want to thank you for taking the time to share your spooky stories. It is a spooky season, after all. Thank you so much for phoning it in.
All right.
Thank you.
So if the security guard never saw Aoife leave the building, how could Mark have committed the crime? And then there's a letter from the confession box. Anyway, sorry for the rambling voice note. But to answer your question, no.
If this sounds like you, then Head Stuff Podcasts competition, Join the Cast, is offering you the chance to record your own podcast series worth €50,000. Simply pitch your idea at jointhecast.ie. T's and C's apply.
My special guest joining me in the studio today is Damien, who says he is the spawn of Satan and the time of reckoning is upon us. Specifically, he says, the people of Ireland. Damien, welcome to the show.
Thanks so many for having me, Dave.
Damien, are you, where are you from?
Originally?
Yes.
Well, I suppose if you're looking generationally, I'm from Hell, the bells
right.
of Hell.
Yes.
But I grew up in Muckross, County Kerry.
In County Kerry, did you
yes.
say? Okay, right. And why did Satan choose Ireland for the place of your birth?
I think he was doing a tour of Europe, just
right.
heading around most Central Europe originally, and then he got a flight over to Ireland.
Yeah, I suppose if you're going to take the time to visit Europe, it's probably worth I would say it's worth doing the hop, skip and
the
jump.
Especially with Ryanair, how cheap they are and how regular the flights are.
It's so cheap. And look, I'm not trying to win a sponsor here, but I think Ryanair get like a really, unfair bashing online and in the media and stuff. You know, it's so cheap. And okay, yeah, okay, maybe you don't get a window in your window seat or whatever. But like, come on, guys. It's so much cheaper than every other airline. The rest of them need to get their shit together and be more, sorry, excuse my language, more like Ryanair, if you ask me, Damien.
I couldn't agree more. And my father actually, he actually travels free with them because Michael O'Leary is a slave of Satan himself. Well,
that isn't that surprising now, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. He's got little horns under that lovely mop of grey hair he has, yeah. And he's got a little fork pointed tail as well.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. And he's a great businessman, you know, and people should, I don't know, just show him a bit more respect, stop throwing custard pies at him when he goes to Europe or whatever. Sorry, we've gotten off the track there. Damien, you were saying the time of reckoning is upon us. What does that mean?
It is, yeah, Dave. Basically, it means that the Hellmouth's going to open up and then a load of like demons, goblins, ghouls and such will emerge.
Right.
And they will use their fiery swords to put down the human race.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now,
fallen angels they are, really.
Yes, is what, but they've been tormented, I suppose, in fire and brimstone for millennia.
Exactly correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all they deserved.
Yeah, and that'll put you in a bad mood, you know.
I will, in fairness, and I can't speak for it. I've never really lived in hell.
Sure,
it's like I said, Muckers, County, Kerry, and
yeah.
I went to college in Waterford.
Oh, okay, well. Waterford,
yeah.
IT.
Waterford IT.
Oh yeah, yeah, good school.
Yeah, it was fine.
What'd you do there?
I did hotel management.
Oh right, and are you in the hotel business yourself?
No, actually, I dropped out after 3 years, and then I went and I did kind of a level 7 course, just an arts degree, basically.
Oh, you were able to sort of transfer the first 3 years, yeah. And then finish out an arts degree?
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that so late in the...
I'm the spawn of Satan, so...
Oh, well, yeah, of course, you get privileges, I suppose.
Exactly.
I'd say Satan has his minions, like you said, Michael O'Leary, probably has people high up in a lot of key places around the world and businesses,
yeah, absolutely,
and colleges, yeah. And stuff.
Michael D. Higgins.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, he is a little hell beast.
Oh, like an imp.
An imp, exactly.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned the Hellmouth that's going to open. Where is that located?
That is located, Dave, in Montrose, actually.
Montrose,
yeah. I've never heard it pronounced like that, but yeah,
that's very interesting. So that is why.
Well, the prophecy's been fulfilled, Dave. Yeah. You know, Tuberty has fallen, the Toy Man has fallen,
the Toy Man,
and that's the first of three signs.
Right? Yeah.
So,
what were the other signs? Do you remember?
Well, it would be like a possession of one of the two Johnnies. So there was going to be one, and a radio presenter is going to get possessed by the other.
Yeah.
The Toy Man will fall.
Yeah.
And finally, which has just happened now, is that we get he's replaced by someone from. Primarily known for UK television.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Which was the third and most demonic sign of all, Dave.
It was kind of a two-parter. The Toy Man will fall and
he will be
from his place will rise a presenter who's primarily known in the UK market as a more so as a comedian, I think, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And once that happens, you will all suffer and know his wrath.
Right, okay. I want to move on to some calls now, because obviously it is a phone-in show, but thank you so much for letting us know about The Reckoning.
No problem, Dave.
Jessica...
You're not going to get spared, by the way, if you think, just have me on. We'll spare you. No one gets spared.
Okay, no, I wasn't expecting any favouritism for having you on.
Just saying.
Although I do think your father, is misunderstood, and if there is, I don't know, if there's any... position that he feels that would be suited to me in the forthcoming I don't know,
the only position you'll be taking in the apocalypse is bent over backwards with a fiery sword up your hole.
Okay, all right, listen, I'm, as I said, I'm not looking for any favors. Your girlfriend Jessica is on the line. She is looking for favors because she is fed up with your skiving, she says. And what do you mean, Jessica? Obviously, Damien's busy with his father's work. You're saying he's a skiver?
Yeah, Dave, he's a complete skiver, and I can't deal with him anymore.
Right. What does he get up to?
First of all, he never comes home.
Right.
He's never home anymore. There's smoke coming out of the house all the time. And
what's that from now?
From the rat.
Okay.
Sulfur, Dave.
Brimstone.
And it reeks.
Right. Oh, yeah, that'll have that kind of eggy kind of...
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
His horns keep catching in me curtains.
Right, okay.
And the worst part of the whole thing is now that my feet have turned into cloven hooves.
Right, okay, yeah.
Now, I knew that would eventually happen
to
me.
Oh, you did now? Okay, well, you know.
I just didn't think that I'd take it so bad.
Well, that's kind of on
you. Because I have a hen at the weekend.
Yeah, but that's on you, Jessica. If you knew that was coming, like, you can't really blame that on Damien.
I can't, but I am filled with regrets now.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Like, if you've got a hen and you want to wear, you probably want to wear your nice shoes or boots that you have. And you
kitten just, heels. Can't do it now.
Can't do it anymore.
She couldn't do it beforehand, Dave, so.
Oh, she wasn't very good on the heels? No, okay.
Yeah. Cheeky him. Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with every single day now.
All right. Well, listen, I'll put it to you, Damien, that you've been a bad boyfriend to Jessica of late. You haven't been coming home. You've been stinking the place out with sulfur and brimstone.
Getting my horns caught in her curtains.
Okay, is that a euphemism? I'm really not good at picking these up.
Well, not the curtains and horns she wants, you know, if you know what I mean. You get my meaning.
Okay. I don't really. Do you actually have horns?
I do, Dave, yeah.
Okay, right. And did people not pass comment on that when you were growing up?
They did, yeah. I got awful beatings.
Oh, really?
But they'll see.
They'll regret that, I'd say.
When the helmet opens, and Montrose.
Revenge is coming for the bullies of Damien. Well, look, it's not a great time for you guys to be falling out, Jessica. You know, I feel like with the forthcoming apocalypse, you might want to have Damien on your side, you know?
I know that you're right. Mm. And deep down, I do have a burning love for him still.
Right.
But it's becoming increasingly difficult to hold firm boundaries with somebody who is the spawn of Satan.
Mm.
And there's no self-help books out there.
Well,
for this type of pair bonding that we are in. I'm traumatized.
It's very unique. What about work? Does Damien have a job?
He used to. He was a librarian.
Right. And what happened there?
His voice started getting so deep, and when he's talking in tongues and he was disturbing people that were trying to read books.
Too loud.
Too loud.
That was just a bit of tongues, Dave.
Yeah, nice. And you haven't tried to get any other work, Damien? No?
Oh, no. Sure, what's the point? Sure, I'm on probation for 6 months in some place, and sure, the hell mouth will be open by then.
Yeah. What about the hotel management? I know you didn't finish out the course, but have you ever thought about going into the hotel business?
Do you know what? I could see myself doing some kind of like leveled up Airbnb thing, where it's like Airbnb, but just a little bit more professionalism.
Right, yeah, I know what you mean. Where you'd kind of own a number of apartments, like, and...
Yeah, and like, you know, there'd be the homey touch and all that, and, you know, it's self-service if you want, but also, you know, maybe there's like a staff member on call, for example. So you get the benefits of staying in an apartment for the weekend.
That's nice.
But there's like someone you can call to come make your eggs in the morning.
Like a concierge? Oh, no, call. A bit more like...
Well, whatever you want, Dave. Yeah, I'll just use that as an example, pull out of thin air.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, I mean...
Kind of like Airbnb Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I can't call it that.
No, you can't call it that. There would definitely be issues.
Although my dad does own Airbnb.
And actually, once the reckoning happens, I mean... Well, this is it. Are people going to have time for...
Look, this is what I've been saying, but you're coming at me with like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? I'm giving you answers, but you're... the ultimate answer is none of this matters, because we're all going to be... Yeah.
No, but he also won't tell us when the Hellmouth is going to open.
Well, you said it was
that.
Pretty soon, I think, because we had the signs have been fulfilled.
But there is, in the contract, it says it can happen like literally within the next millennium.
Yeah.
So it's not
the
like.
Thing with prophecies, because like, you know, Jesus died and he was going to come again.
Happened quick.
Yeah, but then he's supposed to come again, I think.
Yeah,
and
see,
we're
he's kind
of. A couple of thousand years waiting for that.
He's not arsed.
Change. Yeah.
It's like, I did it the first time. They hung me up to dry, literally.
Maybe he'll come.
Why would he do it again?
When the Hellmouth opens and there'll be a biblical epic, you know, war between good and evil.
Jeez, I hope not. That'd be shite.
Why?
Well, sure, we had it all planned. We've got this planned out. And then sure. Jeez, no, God. Yeah. You have me worried now.
I ordered for IT. You didn't tell David that.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah, he's been around.
Well, yeah, he was doing his apprenticeship as a carpenter, and then he was like, got notions that he was, can I go to college? But sure, he doesn't have the points.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was just hanging around Waterford, you know, hanging with girls a little too young, if you get my meaning.
Right, okay. I want to bring on your dad. Satan is on the line.
Good evening.
Are you proud of your son, Damien?
I'm so proud of Damien.
Ah, that's lovely to hear.
Yes, he is a marvellous boy, and you know, sure, he may have done 3 years of a
hotel management.
I mean, you wouldn't think it would go on more than 3 years.
I assumed it wasn't a 3-year course, that maybe he'd repeat it the first year, maybe
yeah,
three times or something.
Makes sense, probably a 2-year diploma or something, but no, and then he switched towards, and this boy, he's going to do great things.
Yeah, now he didn't do great things in the library, according to Jessica. That didn't work out. He was working in the library, but they had to let him go.
Sure, my dad loves tongues. That's the good thing in his eyes.
Yeah, he was speaking in tongues, so they
can't
didn't.
Hold him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just thought that's how Irish people talk.
Well, I mean, it's some parts of Ireland.
It sounded like somebody from Kerry.
Yeah, it sounds really a bit like that. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And you were born in
Muckross, County Kerry.
Kerry, yeah. So there you go.
So, there you go. I mean, when I was in Kerry, spreading my seed.
Right.
I talked to all kinds of Kerry women and I didn't understand a word they said. And
he just assumed they were speaking in tongues. So he's like, this is perfect. That's who's going to carry my son.
Mm. And the language barrier wasn't an issue?
Oh God, no! They are up for it. I am Satan.
Actual Satan, yeah.
But I spawn myself sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
When you come to Earth, do you have to like create a sort of avatar, like a human
My
version?
My form is too terrifying.
Sure. Yeah.
To see, so I dress myself up. in kind of, you know, friendly attire.
Right, so you're not transforming your body.
I don't have the powers to transform my body.
So what are you doing? You're just throwing on a jumper and
a funny t-shirt.
A funny t-shirt?
Yeah.
Like what?
Kiss me on my hell mouth.
Okay, yeah, that is funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
And it doesn't give away the game at all, or?
Oh, you know the game?
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean the game. Like,
yes,
like
I'm peacocking Dave. That's correct.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's a classic. So I'll neg them and give one particular one attention. I don't know.
The one that you don't want to be with.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Bingo. You just got the spawn of Satan, baby.
Yeah. And what is your plans for Damien in the forthcoming reckoning?
I just want him to be happy.
That's lovely. That's so nice to hear.
And proud of himself.
Yeah.
And in a happy relationship.
Well, I don't know if you were listening in, but things aren't going so well between him and Jessica.
Mm.
Have you got any advice for them as a couple?
I think just go back to thinking about what made you first fall in love.
Mm. Well, let's ask them. Jolene, what made you fall in love with
Jessica.
Damien? Oh, sorry, Jessica. Pardon
That's
me.
That's okay, no problem.
Jessica, what made you fall in love with Damien?
Well, I was always mad about Fungi, right?
The dolphin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else, Dave?
And I went down to
Just Damien. Clarifying for our listeners in case they don't know.
I was always
Maybe
mad about him.
Really likes fungus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fungi.
Well,
Thank
it's
you,
grown
Satan.
All over my house now because of the sulfur, so yeah.
Yeah.
But
so you were
ago,
a fan of Fungi the Dolphin.
Yeah, and I wanted to go
Dingle.
Down to Kerry and pet him, you
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah.
Pet him on his dorsal appendage or,
yeah.
you know, whatever people do down there, photo opportunity.
Yeah, lovely.
And I met Damien down there, mm-hmm. being a Kerry native.
Mm.
And I really liked the glint in his eye.
Yeah.
He was so cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
And he could store shit at the drop of a hat.
Right.
And I thought, that's my man.
Yeah.
And we really hit it off. And that's 2,000 and odd years ago now.
Oh, right. I didn't realise you've been around and Fungi's been around for 2,000
years.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Fungi's a hell ghoul.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why he was around for so long.
Yeah, and he's not missing now either. You just can't see him.
Okay.
He's not invisible.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe does he take a break every so often?
Exactly,
so
correct.
Right. Yeah, okay.
He swaps
years.
Out with Ryan Tubberty. He'll be back.
Okay. Yeah. Swaps out with Ryan W.
Yeah, they're all interchangeable.
Like, we were really hoping to get Fungi to present the late late, but it just didn't quite pan out.
He was soaking the couch all the time, wasn't he?
Yeah. But, thankfully...
He doesn't speak English.
Thankfully, now that Patrick Gilty is the host, that's the third sign.
Well, that's the third sign, yeah. Well, a presenter who's mostly known in the UK doesn't have to be Gilty.
Right, so maybe Keelty
so
won't.
We were trying to get Fungi on like Saturday morning TV or something, you know.
Oh, in the UK.
In the UK.
To get that going.
That
didn't work out,
we transferred to the Late Late.
Maybe get him on Gaga Box or something even.
Yeah. People would love him on Gaga Box.
He'd kill that, wouldn't he?
Narrating first dates. Could you imagine this little couple sitting down for their first date and just hear...
That would be gorgeous.
I think that people would warm to him. Damien, I want to come to you in relation to when you first met Jessica. What made you fall in love with her 2,000 years ago?
I'd say, Dave, if I was to cast my mind that far back, it would have to be that she was all woman, if you know what I mean. Curves in all right places.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Meow,
yeah. And Jessica, I'll ask you, have you managed to maintain your looks over the 2,000 years, would you say?
Yeah. It's a bit of a car crash over here at the moment, Dave. I'm trying my best, but...
Well, you're human, right?
Well, see, this is the thing.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a downstairs mix-up, if you get me.
I don't really...
Part of my body is from many, many moons ago.
Okay.
And then my head is from 1985.
You had to replace the head, did you?
Yeah.
Well, that will show after thousands of years.
Yeah. The oxygen.
Sorry, hold on.
Burning.
Just go back there. Did you say after Live Aid?
Yeah, I lost the head at Live Aid.
Oh,
okay.
Literally.
You were at Live Aid?
Yeah.
Which the is that the one Freddie Mercury was singing at? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. How did you lose the head at Live Aid? Was it just...
Bob Geldof. Blew the head.
Say no
me.
More.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit of a pastiche, a bit of a...
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
That's a bit cruel, Damien. Did you mean that in a positive way?
No, I didn't. She's rotten looking. Do you know what she looks like? She looks like a Picasso painting after one of them Just Stop Oil fellas threw a load of beans on her or something.
And I'd have to agree with them.
Okay. Oh, the curves are in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Now they
started in the right place, but now, since you've been Frankenstein a million times.
But you've stuck together. Now, you're not married. Is there a reason for that after 2,000 years?
How long have you got, Dave?
Well...
She wouldn't sign the prenup.
I wouldn't sign it. And also, marriage is it's a special thing. And it involves too much Christ.
Right.
Really, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Come on, Dave.
No, fair enough. Yeah, that's not very suitable.
And, well, Damien, of course, kept putting it off because he was like, well, wait till I get my degree. So he waited 2,000 years to actually...
Get into college.
Yeah. And
You were a bit... I thought you were a bit mean towards Christ earlier, saying about his apprenticeship in carpentry, but... Oh, it took you long enough to get your arts
I know,
degree.
But trade, Dave, really? Trade, no. Sorry, no. That's who people are following? That's who the people are following? A tradesman? Ooh. No, Dave.
You got an arts degree. Barely.
Arts, yeah. The arts are some of the most important things ever.
The arts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever see you going into the arts? Go see yourself going into the arts?
I can see myself teaching. Well, I can't see any now because it's going to be the helmet. It's going to be open.
Yeah, but you could still open the Airbnb Plus. You know, there's still going to be...
He's made some TikToks.
I do TikToks, Dave.
Okay, yeah. How's that going?
Great. I've got 38 followers.
38. Well, it's not all about followers on TikTok, really, is it? Like,
yeah, but that's class.
Is it? Okay. I would have thought that's quite...
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, hon.
All right, Satan, last question for you. What can people expect in the coming years or weeks?
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
It's such a common name that he just...
I thought you might have another Satan on the line.
No, just you. Just.
What can people expect
Father
from me? Well,
evil.
We are opening up the Hellmouth in Montrose. And
just a question about that. Is everyone going to be punished equally, or will there be a special place for certain citizens who are willing to work with you, cooperate with you, and spread whatever message? If they had a show like
Dave,
a podcast, and they were able to like be the voice of Satan.
I have a very special
in
place
Ireland.
For you, Dave.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a rock.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You will be bent over backwards.
Right, okay.
On that rock. The rock is kind of a bit pointy on the top, so yeah. You'll be digging into the small of your back, and you'll have a fire sword up your anus.
That's not quite
I told you!
I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Mark Canson, Ali Fox, and Peter McGann. Guys, do you have anything you want to plug? Ali?
Yes, please, Dave. I am going to be performing in Petrified Live in the Laughter Lounge on Wednesday, the 25th of October. Tickets on sale now. It's going to be a great show. I'm performing with Mags McAuliffe and Anna Shields McNamee.
Amazing.
Spooky.
Do you have another show coming up in Smock Alley as well? Do you want to plug that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please. My own show, Shut Up You, is on in Smock Alley on Saturday, the 4th of November. Really looking forward to that. I've been working away on the material for a long time and it focuses a lot on generational trauma in Ireland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mark?
I don't have a lot to plug. I have a web series coming out soon, but the last time I was on this podcast, I said I had a web series coming out soon. So listen, who knows when it'll actually be out. But
where should people look? MarkCanton.com?
Yeah. Go to MarkCanton.com. You'd be surprised by how much stuff is there. How much stuff I've made and just stuck on the internet and nobody looks at.
Peter, what's going on? Have you had a plug?
Yes, on the 4th and 5th of December in Workman's, it's the comeback of Pulp Injection.
Amazing.
My radio plays. So that'll be, they'll be up. They'll be, it'll be kind of a good crack. It's a kind of a slightly revamped version of it, but it's still the same.
Is it two new stories?
Two new stories and kind of like moved on from the old characters. So I've got new kind of characters in the mix and see how that goes. So it's going to be fun.
Cool.
Great laugh.
Daddy. Thank you, guys. This is the last episode of this current run of Phoning It In. I'm going to take a break and hope to return next year. If you're a fan of the show, I'd really appreciate it if you would share it with friends and family so the show can spread and grow. I'm so proud of all the episodes we've made so far and so grateful to all my guests over the years who've given up their free time to come and be silly with me in the studio. A big, big thank you to Headstuff for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
Phoning It In. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Well done, Dave.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.